Hello, and you are listening to I'm a Diva podcast, a podcast dedicated to promoting our female creatives in the music industry. So if you are any form of creator, a dedicated participant in the music industry, then we are here to promote you, to share your story, to share your challenges, and to grow together and to have some fun along the way and learn a thing or two. You are listening to I'm a Diva podcast. I'm a GV. I'm a female rapper in the music industry, growing to develop my career and facing challenges and noticing how females are underrepresented. This is why I decided to create this podcast for all of you to listen to and to promote our wonderful females and to be able to connect with others and learn from each other. So I welcome you to I'm a Diva podcast. Hello, and you're listening to I'm a Diva podcast. This is your talk show host, AGV, and we're back with another wonderful episode.
This is season 3. Episode 6.
And today we're talking to an incredible artist, Livy. She is a solo musician plus front woman of jazz pop band Maple Sky. She previously trained in a musical theater and dance, so she also teaches dance alongside her singing endeavors. Dancing and singing both allow her to express her emotions in creative ways, and she often finds herself choreographing specifically to the lyrics of songs in order to convey these emotions to an audience. As a singer, she has performed in various venues, from restaurants to local festivals to singing in a choir in London. Going to talk a little bit about her upcoming projects in just a little bit, but first let's introduce Livy. Hi.
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Thanks so much for coming on to the show. I'm really excited to talk to you. You're incredibly talented, and I've been to our listeners that don't know, you know, I've been kind of keeping up with Livy a lot, and I'm constantly sending her emojis on her stories and constantly sending her writing comments on her posts. Just really, really wonderful talent, really wonderful voice. She's always putting up little choreography videos and things, and she's just so inspirational. So Livy, let's start from the beginning of where your entire music journey began. Did you start dancing first? Did you start singing first? Let's kind of start there and unpack a little bit.
So I actually started dancing first. So I started that when I was 4 years old, and started with like the main things you do, like ballet, tap, modern. And then I just progressed with that, really. And then my kind of singing interest started with musical theatre. So I'd say I was probably around 6 or 7. I was obsessed with Annie. I was always singing the songs from Annie. It just grew from there, really. I just kind of explored lots of genres, lent towards like jazz and R&B, which is how I got to where I am now. And that ties in with my choreography as well. It's all very like R&B soul based music. But yeah, I like a really wide variety of songs and genres. But yeah, it's been a fun journey, definitely.
So in terms of kind of musical influences, who you liked when you first started out and who you're listening to right now, can you give us a little bit of like kind of how that changed and what's different from that time?
Yeah, sure. So one thing that's been constant has always been Amy Winehouse from when I was probably 11 or 12. I just found like there was so much raw emotion in her songs, and I've kind of taken that with me through the whole journey, and I really like to kind of use her as inspiration when I'm putting my own experiences into my songs. Music has varied a lot. So when I first started out, as I said, it was music theatre. So I'm obsessed with Catherine McPhee, who played the lead role in Waitress. She's amazing. So another one that's kind of always been with me. So they're kind of my top two. But yeah, it's kind of changed, and I've gone back to them, where you kind of think, oh, I haven't listened to them in ages. And then it's just so nostalgic when you do go back to them.
No, I have to agree with you. Your voice is also got so much raw emotion, and I can see why you kind of gravitate, especially like to Amy Winehouse and stuff. Like I can see
strong resonance to it there. In terms of like your creative approach when it comes to like writing and creating your songs and things like that, what do you like, do you tend to kind of like go for it and just kind of dive deep into the creative process, or do you like to kind of find a song, you know, of an artist that you're like, oh, I really like that, I want to try to recreate some like a similar style, like how do you go about your creative process?
So it does vary a lot. I do kind of write some poetry just as a hobby, so that quite often leads to me writing lyrics before we've kind of got any song ideas, both as a soloist and with my band. So quite often I have these lyrical ideas and then we'll work at pairing them with like melodies and chords that suit the emotions in the lyrics. But then other times the band will come to me and they've got like some really groovy chords and you just go to rehearsal and you just jam it out and see what comes to you. I think it just depends what you're writing about and just where you are at the time. So yeah, I enjoy just using lots of different methods for writing.
Love that. Yeah, so obviously you mentioned that, you know, you do some solo work by yourself, and then you've obviously mentioned your band just there as well. You know, how do you feel like it differs from when you're doing your own thing by yourself and when you're working with a band, and like what do you kind of have to focus more upon, and which do you prefer at certain times and which do you not prefer at certain times? Like kind of give us a little bit of that and kind of how you overcome it, or you know, do you feel more stimulated when you're by yourself and feel more creative, or is it with a band?
It's really nice having a contrast actually between writing as a soloist and with a band. So all of my solo songs, they're all very focused on my experiences, how it's affected me and my perception of the world and people. Whereas with the band, quite often we will take those ideas, but then we build on them as well. And we kind of bring in other people's experiences, or one of us will have a particular interest in a political issue, and we'll kind of work that in, so it becomes more of a collective feeling rather than just my own. And yeah, I think that's really important to have, because you're not always ready to talk about things that are personal to you, or you might want to kind of touch on them but not write a whole song about them. So yeah, I do enjoy it. I like writing just about my experiences. It helps me to process things, but it's also nice to have everyone's experiences included as well.
That's actually beautiful. It sounds like you guys have a good dynamic going, which sounds very inclusive, and I think that's what tends to be like a big issue for bands, is there's always like the lead vocalist and they kind of write all the songs and everyone kind of becomes like the shadow or the sidekick. So it sounds like you guys have a really good dynamic. What other things do you think is really important in order to really maintain a good kind of bond within the team and kind of continuing to maintain the trust and kind of respect for one another, and just kind of feeling that everyone has their say and everyone has their voice? Or what have you experienced that you think, oh, you know, I learned from that it's better to do things this way in order to approach it and to make sure to prevent that in the future? Like what have you noticed from being in a band?
So I've learned a lot to not be too precious about having an idea, because sometimes you can go and you're so excited that you've got this idea, but it might just not necessarily work, or some people won't resonate with it. So yeah, I've kind of learned to just be open and communicate with them, and vice versa when they have ideas. We all just communicate rather than being like, this is what we want to do. And it just means it's more of an open environment, as you mentioned. I mean, obviously there are times when you're like, this is really important to me, and I'm like, I need this idea to be in this song. But yeah, it's just about being open, communicating, just listening and just asking questions as well. I love to just ask like, why would you like to include this, or how can we change this, because it's such a long process and everything's evolving. Yeah, just questions and communication, definitely.
That's actually a very good point. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I feel like when it comes to kind of creativity, sometimes I think any artist listening or any creative person can kind of relate that sometimes when we have your own kind of creative vision, you can sometimes cling to it quite a lot, and kind of letting that go and say, you know, it's okay, there's more where that came from, it's okay, and kind of finding the flow of kind of where sometimes you have to kind of give it and sometimes you have to release it and you know, let it kind of go. And especially I like what you emphasize, especially when you're in a band, and whether it's just a duo, you know, myself like my sister Gigi Karma, it's like, you know, even just the two of us, we still have to have that conversation, and sometimes she's not gonna like what I'm doing, sometimes I don't like what she's doing, and that's the thing, and you do, it is such a like dance kind of that takes place between the energies, like the creative energies that kind of go and bounce around as you're like making music, and there's a lot of stuff that bounces around the more people there are, so very different prints kind of coming forward from different people. Now in the band, you're actually the only female as well. So yeah. How does that, do you think, translate in your dynamic as well? Do you feel like sometimes you're like, oh, I wish I wasn't the only female, or do you kind of enjoy that? Like, what has been your experience?
I kind of learned to be very kind of unapologetic about just being feminine and being myself. And it's definitely helped kind of when you're the only female, you just learn to have that confidence. And obviously there are times when you're not as confident, but yeah, when you're putting on a show, it's almost like you have this kind of character anyway. So even if I am having a down day, it just feels so nice to be like, right, I'm at the front and I'm going to be usually wearing some kind of red, or just, you know, just wearing something that suits me and makes me feel comfortable and confident. But yeah, I enjoy it, and they're very open. It doesn't really feel like there's any divide or anything, but yeah, I do enjoy it. But equally, we're thinking of working with like some female backing vocalists, so I can bring in the girl power a little bit. But yeah, it's really fun.
That sounds actually really like it's going to be a fun process as well, and going to bring some kind of variety to the sound as well, and different textures, which that's what backing up vocals is for, really. You know, it does add so much beautiful texture, and like you said, adds that more extra like female energy on the stage. So sounds like you guys have a good thing going on. Now, when you mentioned the part of like where you said some days you're kind of feeling a little bit down, and like your kind of stage alter ego, can you tell us a little bit about what kind of qualities do you in your body do you need to embody the Livy stage alter ego? Give us a little insight. Like, what kind of characteristic words would you use to describe her when she gets on stage?
Well, so I think like sophisticated, subtle, quite sexy. It's kind of like a mixture of it's not too loud or in your face. I quite like being quite self-contained, but then we'll get to a bigger moment in the song and you kind of let it all go. But yeah, again, like with Amy Winehouse, the way she performs, and it's almost quite shy and timid, but you know that she's confident underneath it. I really like kind of having that persona. I guess I'm kind of like that off stage. But yeah, I'm a bit less bubbly and a bit cooler.
I like that. So you're kind of like a little bit suave.
Yeah.
Is the word I'm looking for, and I'm like feeling right now. So let's move forward a little bit in terms of like your upcoming project. So you've mentioned a little bit in terms of like you're writing new songs with the band, and you're planning to release some singles. You said you're focusing on experiences as a woman in relationships, general life. So that's kind of what you're planning to release the songs about. And then you said also festivals. We're playing a few local festivals, and you're planning to showcase your EP. So give us a little bit of insight into the songs. Can we get some song names? Can we get some like maybe future plans for maybe music videos? Like, well, what's going on? Tell us everything.
All at once. More songs on the way that we're releasing as singles. The one we're working on most at the moment, we're planning on calling Free Her. So it's about being liberated from a relationship that's holding you back. And yeah, it just explores that idea, and it kind of contrasts between like the feeling trapped and just feeling suffocated with then feeling free at the end. And it's kind of it shows the battle between her kind of knowing that she needs to be free but not how to do it, and how it kind of ends. So that's one of our newest songs. And similarly, the EP that we've already got out, it has a few ideas like that as well. So yeah, that's really exciting. And then we're playing Victoria's Festival end of August. So hopefully we'll have a new song ready for then, but people need to come and see. And then we're doing a few gigs. So we're doing a summer sessions in Eastleigh, so that's down towards Southampton, and yeah, we're playing on Hayling Island as well. So yeah, we're just going to showcase what we've done already, get some new ideas out. Yeah, it's very exciting.
That sounds like such a promising summer in comparison to what was like last summer for most musicians. So I'm sure you guys are so chuffed. Let's move back a little bit to the beginning when you mentioned about Free Her and liberating yourself from kind of like a relationship that is holding you back. Is that from personal experience?
Yeah, so it was coming from personal experience, just realizing that you're not growing in the situation, or people don't value the parts of you that you really want to be growing and developing. And obviously it's hard at the time to realize that you do need to let go of something. So yeah, it kind of just explores the feelings in the present moment and then the feelings afterwards as well. But yeah, it all came from personal experience mainly. And yeah, it's been nice to get it out really and just bring it to the band and see how they interpret it and feel about it as well.
Wow, I can strongly resonate with what you're, you know, the song, and I think a lot of people can kind of resonate, and I know will, because it is kind of such a thing that a lot of people sometimes don't realize when they're in it, like the weight that you're dragging along, and it's like sort of you become so accustomed to it, and it's when you let go that you realize, wow, I really have been carrying a rock around, pulling a rock around, you know, and how liberating it is. So I can't wait to hear the song. Is there any music videos you guys are planning on recording?
Yes, yeah, so one of our songs from the first EP is called Wearing Red. It's a nice jazzy love song. It was featured in a YouTube video by Colin Furze. So he used the song, and then we got quite a lot of messages from that and comments and interest in that one specific song. So our plan is to do like a little playthrough of that song, and hopefully work towards a video, kind of thinking like a smoky jazz bar kind of idea. So yeah, our main focus is kind of using that just because people have really enjoyed that song, and obviously we want to give people what they enjoy the most. So yeah, that's really exciting. We're kind of just brainstorming at the moment, so nothing set in stone, but hopefully we'll have stuff to announce.
I'm so excited, just the whole wearing red and wearing in red and just the whole smoky vibe. I feel like I can already envision it, and you've definitely got it like down to a T in terms of like the kind of visuals of, you know, your stage kind of band look kind of and all of that, and I just absolutely love it, and I'm in love with everything you just said and excited. I can't wait. So now as we move forward in terms of like festivals, do you feel like there's, you know, it's going to be a little bit of crowds here, you know, here and there than the usual kind of walk into the shop or even going to a small stage, you know, which I've seen you recently done on your story. You were a very small humble gig. Do you feel like there's any kind of anxiety around the fact of, you know, the pandemic and things, or do you feel like, no, I'm not really fazed by that at all?
I'm not too fazed personally, just because you got so used to the lockdowns now and just the uncertainty of it. I just try and embrace it as it comes really, and I think as a band we're just so grateful to be able to be playing, especially as we released the EP kind of whilst the pandemic was happening, so we didn't have chance to do a release party. We couldn't really promote it how we wanted to, so the fact that we've got these gigs, we're just really feeling lucky and grateful for that. Of course, like, we want people to feel comfortable as well, so try and warm them up a bit and just kind of make sure they feel welcome, and yeah, hopefully they can enjoy going to a gig after a long time.
Yeah, I guess you're going to be releasing some of maybe the audience anxiety and tension from maybe some people will be a little bit like nervous being at a festival, but I do agree. I feel like most people just can't wait to get out, can't wait to be back living life. When it comes to living life and living it up, especially at festivals, what's Livy's absolutely go-to things that you have to bring with you when you're staying at a festival, what like you can't live without?
It's gotta be red lipstick.
Yes, of course.
And definitely bring it with you in case it smudges. Other than that, I just like to have my family with me or close friends. It's always nice to just see some people, you know, amongst a crowd. I always wear shoes that I can dance and move around in. I don't want to feel restricted in like huge heels or anything. But other than that, just bring the voice.
Bring the voice and the good vibes. Amazing. So Livy, we're gonna jump into the part of the podcast called I'm a Diva 5 questions. So are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. So number one is, what's the best pep talk or phrase another diva has given you?
So my favorite phrase is, she believed she could, so she did. And it's something I have between, it's my mum and I's thing really. So I got her like a big wall art with that written on it. And it's just like a subtle way of reminding yourself really that you can be exactly who you want to be. And yeah, whatever you want to manifest, you can have as long as you're dedicated and happy doing it. So yeah, I kind of live by that phrase now.
That's beautiful. Sounds like you've got a beautiful relationship with your mom as well. Really happy to hear that. Number two, what do you think the ultimate diva day or night consists of doing?
Dancing, always. Doesn't matter what time. I feel so free and just happy when I'm dancing. Yeah, just always, you can never not be dancing somewhere. So
dance the night and days away.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have to say, you are one hell of a dancer, so
Dance
away, girl, dance away. And whoever gets to see it, you're welcome. So, number three, what is your ultimate diva song, you know, that really gets you in your diva energy?
So, I've been loving Ash Nico recently, just because she's just so out there and so confident. She's like, this is me, just take it. Or not, like, your choice. So she's got a song called Deal With It, and that just sums it up, really. She's like, deal with it, I'm being myself, I'm loving life. I love that. But then I also love some of the older songs, love the Christina Aguilera songs, like Fighter. Anything like old school is also fun. But yeah, at the moment, Ash Nico, I'm loving her vibe.
Sure, good choices. Number four. Can you describe your ultimate diva comeback?
Sure. So I think I had a time, probably when I was like 13, 14, where I'd done so much like musical theatre and training, it obviously does get really competitive and you do kind of get a bit lost in the experience. And you kind of start to think like, do I want to do this? Like, am I good enough? Do I have the confidence to do it when there's so many like strong characters around? And it did take me like a good year or so to bounce back from that, really. But yeah, I started doing open mics again, just realized I can have fun, I can do this, people are enjoying it. And luckily, like in Southampton where I went to uni, there was just such a supportive atmosphere. It just brought me back out of my shell, really. And I'm so glad that I did that and learned a lot from it and won't be losing confidence again.
That's amazing. I love the mentality you had and kind of, like you said, not even focusing on like, oh, getting back out there, but like you just said, having fun. And the focus upon that is kind of like such a beautiful way to ease back into things without even realizing it. So I love that. That's a great approach. The last question of I'm a Diva 5 questions is, what would be your diva dream? Anything at all, don't hold back.
No holding back. Well, I kind of have two. One of them is quite a sensible dream, actually. So I'd love to have like a clothing brand that donates like 50% of profits to like funding lessons for empowerment. So like empowerment dance lessons. There's lots of places in London where it's kind of focused on like the feminine energy and bringing that out in people. But I just love if I could like use my platform to build a brand like that, to allow other people to enjoy it, because people can't always get to London or, you know, in areas where people do need more help just with accessing creativity, really. I'd love to just empower as many people as I can. And then bigger diva dreams is just performing with Beyonce, Ariana Grande, all of the big singers like that who are just so fearless in being a woman, and just dancing with them, twerking the whole lot. anything like that is the ultimate dream.
I love that. I loved it, especially my favorite part was the twerking part. Like, let's twerk together, will we? I feel like any female that's like comfortable with that, I feel like there's such a mixed opinions floating around when it comes to twerking and how it's perceived. But for me, it's just perceived that you're so comfortable with yourself and your body. It's like, it shows like the ultimate level of confidence to me. Like that's my view of twerking.
Mine too.
So in terms of like when you mentioned the solo artist part aspect of it, let's delve a little bit into that. Is there any plans for any collabs coming up with anybody at all? Like, have you thought about like collabing with people? Give us a little bit of insight.
Yeah, sure. So I've been in the studio recently with an artist called Becca Antrim. So we've been working on promo and just doing all of that. Can't say too much yet, but it's kind of a neo soul genre. So it's a really nice duet. It's not like a feisty duet as in competing. It's just a really nice way where we complement each other's voices. It's just really, really chilled kind of song that will be coming out fairly soon. The focus is on that at the moment. Moving forward, like, I'm really open to collabs with people because I think people just have different things to bring and you learn so much from doing them. And it's just nice to work with like-minded people. So yeah, I hope to do a few more collabs going forward, definitely.
That's beautiful. It sounds like you guys have a nice dynamic with Becca, is it?
Yeah, Becca.
Yeah. So I'm starting to sense as well, like, what's important to you when collabing with an artist? Like, what qualities do you look for in a person to say, you know, I would love to work with them? Just besides the talent aspect of it, like, what mentality and things like that you look for?
I think it's just kind of both of you having the freedom to play to your strengths a lot. I don't really like if you're kind of feeling like you have to sing a certain way, it kind of just restricts you. But when you know that kind of they've got their own image and they're secure in what they do, and they can kind of just explore their parts of it, and then you just come together to make something that works for both of you. So yeah, I think just hearing how they want to take it and just exploring it.
Beautiful. And would you lean towards continuing working with female artists, or would you be like, I'd like to collab with a guy as well, you know, at some point?
It would definitely be awesome with a guy as well. I think just the way the voices blend, kind of any voice really you can use to bring out different elements of your own voice. I don't, when people say like, oh, I don't know how our voices would sound together, I don't really get that, because I'm like, well, let's just do it and just see how it goes. And the same with genres, really. I mean, I'm doing jazz pop with the band, but I'm really open to like rock and R&B, anything like that. So maybe explore some genres and some different collabs and see where it goes.
Sounds really, really fun. And I hope you have the best time ever, because I do feel like you learn so much by working with every artist. Every time, you know, different artists brings a completely different work ethic, different workflow, you know, just a completely different approach. And it really, you know, it really shapes you into a better artist if you're open to it. So I think that sounds amazing that you're leaning towards that direction. As a female artist in the music industry, have you ever experienced anything like anything negative, or where do you think like the music industry is at the minute with females in general? What's your take on that?
I do find that like in terms of like promoters and stuff, they do quite often assume that you're going to be slightly more timid if you're a female. Yeah. So sometimes like with the band, I almost feel like they'll find it easier to approach me, I don't know, when it comes to like the logistics of things, as if they can kind of not walk all over me or anything, but you know, like they just feel like they can get a bit further with me, because I'll be a bit more laid back. So yeah, I do try and just be like as strong as I can and just be professional and just try and ignore any like prejudice that there might be towards that kind of thing. But I've had on the whole really good experiences. I haven't really had anything too bad happen, but obviously I know of other female artists who have had problems with being a female in the industry, and yeah, I do obviously really empathize with that, and I hope that we can move forward and have festivals where there's more female artists, because that's been a big thing this year with lineups not having many women at all. So yeah, I think it would just be nice for there to not be like a gender at all specified or even considered in these things, for it to just be completely open. So I hope one day we can be at that point.
Yeah, definitely. I really do hope so. What do you think could be different, like from what could be done in the music industry nowadays to make it a little bit better that hasn't been done? What do you think?
I think it would be nice to see some kind of male artists being quite open about women's experiences as well. Because there's so many female singer-songwriters that women can resonate with and say, yeah, this is kind of my breakup anthem and things like that, but I've never really had like a breakup anthem as such or something like that with a male song. So maybe it's kind of bridging the gap. Obviously they have different experiences, but just everyone being emotionally open and vulnerable will kind of just take away that barrier.
I agree, that's a very fair point to make, where you know, people embrace their own vulnerabilities will have more acceptance with another person's vulnerabilities as well, and just within the music industry. And as you said, you know, this whole front about coming across as a strong female to kind of own your place and own your space, and you know, there's so much talent out there when it comes to females in general, or female professionals overall in the music industry, that it's like it's so underlooked and overlooked because of lack of confidence. And hopefully with this podcast we can kind of build more stronger confident females that, you know, have the knowledge, do have like the expertise, do have the everything to back it up, apart from just kind of owning their space a bit more. So hopefully with this podcast we can achieve that together, and that would be incredible. In terms of kind of leaving on to, is there anything you'd like to mention to any females listening, or any artists, or any anybody listening, or anything you want to mention to kind of leave towards the end of the podcast, last couple of questions?
Yeah, I think just to take away that being yourself is the most important thing, especially with social media. It's such a huge part of being an artist, and you do have to promote, and you know, sometimes it is overwhelming and you do want to take a step back. It's just valuing your time, being honest with your audience to say like, I do need to take a step back, like I can't post every day at the same time and things like that. So yeah, I think just knowing that you are okay in yourself, and you don't have to change, you don't have to be a certain type of person at all, and just sticking with that and remembering the importance of it.
That's so beautifully said. Livy, thank you so much for coming on. To all our listeners, all of the social media of course will be included, and I can't wait to see to hear Free Her and all the other music video projects coming up. I can't wait to see some video footage of you guys at the festivals. I'm so chuffed for you, so excited for you. I know you're gonna do amazingly well. Thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you so much to all our listeners. And until next time.
Thanks for having me.
I'm a Diva podcast launched a Patreon account. So if you like what we do and want to support us, head over to our link, and there will be some exclusive content for exclusive subscribers. So head over there now. And thank you so much for your support.